be amazed at his turn of speed. What? And this is Truckle, the uncivil.
Sod off, wizard.
Rincewind beamed at Exhibit B. Those walking sticks, fascinating. Very impressive the way you've got love and hate written on them. Cohen smiled proprietorially.
Truckle used to be reckoned one of the biggest badasses in the world, he said.
Really? Him?
But it's amazing what you can do with a herbal suppository.
Up yours, mister, said Truckle.
Rincewind blinked. Can I have a word, Cohen? He drew the ancient barbarian aside. I don't want to seem to be making trouble here, he said. But it doesn't strike you, does it, that these men are a bit, well, past their sell-by date? A little, not to put too fine a point on it, old?
What? What's he saying? He says it's cold. What?
What are you saying? There's nearly 500 years of concentrated barbarian hero experience in 'em, said Cohen. 500 years experience in a fighting unit is good, said Rincewind. It's good, but it should be spread over more than one person. I mean, what are you expecting them to do? Fall over on people?
Nothing wrong with them, said Cohen, indicating a frail man who was staring intently at a large block of teak. Look at old Caleb the Ripper over there. See? Killed more than 400 men with his bare hands. 85 now, and but for the dust, he's marvellous.
What the hell is he doing?
Ah, see? They're into bare-handed combat here. Very big thing, unarmed combat, on account of most people not being allowed weapons. So Caleb reckons he's onto a good thing. See that big lump of teak? It's amazing. He just gives this blood-curdling shout, and...
Cohen... They're all very old men.
They're the cream,
Rincewind sighed. Cohen, they're the cheese. Why have you brought them all the way here?
Gonna help me steal something, said Cohen.
What, a jewel or something?
Something, said Cohen sulkily. It's in Hung Hung.
Really, my word, said Rincewind, and there's a lot of people in Hung Hung, I expect.
About 500,000, said Cohen.
Lots of guards, no doubt.
About 40,000, I heard. About 750,000, if you count all the armies.
Right, said Rincewind. So with these half-dozen old men...
The Silver Horde, said Cohen with a touch of pride.
What? Pardon?
That's their name. Got to have a name in the Horde business. The Silver Horde.
Rincewind turned around. Several of the Horde had fallen asleep. The Silver Horde, he said. Right. Matches the colour of their hair. Those that have got hair. So, with this Silver Horde, you're going to rush the city, kill all the guards, and steal all the treasure. Cohen nodded.
Yeah, something like that. Of course, we won't have to kill all the guards.
Oh, no?
It'd take too long.
Yes, and of course you'll want to leave something to do tomorrow.
I mean, they'll be busy, what with the revolution and everything.
A revolution too, my word.
They say it's a time of portents, said Cohen.
I'm surprised they've got time to worry about the state of their camping equipment, said Rincewind.
You'd be well advised to stay along with us, said Genghis Cohen. You'd be safer with us.
I'm not sure about that, said Rincewind, grinning horribly. I'm not sure about that at all. By myself, he thought. Only ordinary horrible things can happen to me. Cohen shrugged, and then stared around the clearing until his gaze lighted on a slight figure who was sitting a little apart from the rest, reading a book.
"Look at him," he said, benevolently, like a man pointing out a dog doing a good trick. "Always got his nose in a book."
He raised his voice.
"Teach, come and show this wizard the way to Hung Hung."
He turned back to Rincewind.
"Teach will tell you anything you want to know, because he knows everything. I'll leave you with him. I've got to go and have a talk with old Vincent."
He waved a hand dismissively.
Not that there's anything wrong with him at all, he said defiantly. It's just that his memory's bad. We had a bit of trouble on the way over. I keep telling him it's rape the women and set fire to the houses.
Rape? Said Rincewind. That's not very...
He's 87, said Cohen. Don't go and spoil an old man's dreams.
Teach turned out to be a tall, stick-like man with an amiably absent-minded expression and a fringe of white hair so that, when viewed from above, he would appear to be a daisy. He certainly did not appear to be a bloodthirsty brigand, even though he